When you get to Benjamin Street, you don't need to look at house numbers to find Jan Spencer's place. His is the one with a jungle of berry vines instead of a yard. Oh, and if you drove here, you'll need to park on the street.
I removed my driveway early on when I moved here because I didn't need space to park five cars. So I took my driveway out, and I kept a lot of my driveway to make landscaping features.
Spencer stacked pieces of the broken driveway to line two ponds. He collects rainwater in a huge tank out back and fills the ponds with it.
But there's a habitat. There's polywogs in there, there's fish in there, there's little water skimmers.
This is more than just funky utopian landscaping. It's permaculture. That's the practice of using natural resources found on site to fulfill as many needs as possible. Permaculture takes the trend of buying local up a notch. You don't just eat organic asparagus grown 20 miles away or heat your home with wind energy from across the state. You produce those things yourself, at home. Even in a vinyl-sided tract house in the suburbs, Spencer says there are still plenty of natural resources available.
Soil, sunshine, and rainwater.
And he says multipurposing can make the most of the space available. For instance, Spencer converted his carport into living quarters for roommates. That creates a higher density living arrangement. Next, he plans to grow watermelon or squash on the roof.
When you really start looking around a location with a set of permaculture eyes, how can I use this space most effectively? Even familiar places take on a really different kind of an appearance.
Spencer knows not many people are willing to tear out their driveways to have more room for raspberries, but he says there are plenty of simple ways to harness a suburban home's energy potential. Solar panels on his roof heat his water for the warm half of the year. Low-tech systems work too, like composting and watering the garden with a can instead of soaking it with a hose or sprinkler. To see which of Spencer's suburban renewal methods might work for the average family, we go next door to visit the Finneys. Dan is a firefighter. Eden stays home with their young daughters, Peyton and Madison. The girls like to raid Spencer's berry patch, but the Finneys are pretty fond of their grass lawn. Their minivan and RV are parked in the intact driveway. Eden says the couple does want to make their home more energy efficient, but for different reasons.
For him, definitely it's cost, but for me, the environment plays a big part in it.
The Finneys already grow fruits, vegetables, and herbs in raised beds out back, and they installed energy-efficient windows.
It knocked our bill down considerably this last winter. That was a good thing to do for us.
Spencer and I wander out to the Finneys' covered back porch. Spencer says the Finneys could close it in with removable clear panels to lower their heating bill even further.
The solar orientation here is perfect. So part of the year would be totally open like this, and part of the year, this place could actually be helping to heat the house.
Didn't even think about that.
Spencer says the trick is to look at underutilized spaces, like the boundaries of the Finney's property.
And having some kind of grapes, kiwi fruit, some type of edible vine growing along the front of that fence.
We talked about doing that, and we will do that. We're going to build a trellis there. I just haven't got around to it. As you can see, this is the project house, and we do want to grow some kiwi, and they can grow really fast.
Spencer's ideas are going over pretty well, so he decides to go out on a limb.
Okay, I'll just suggest something. Mm-hmm. What would you think of the idea of having a 1,600-gallon water tank up on blocks there to help water your garden?
No. Maybe one behind the shop and do the same kind of thing back there where it wouldn't be in the middle of our yard.
Okay. So it's the idea of where something like that would be.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Spencer needs this kind of feedback as he gets ready to take his suburban renewal philosophy on a speaking tour. He'll be talking to longtime permaculture activists, as well as more mainstream suburban residents who just want to make a dent in their utility bills. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.